DW.
The Green New Deal is a 10-year plan to transform all sectors of our economy and have really a mobilization unlike anything we've seen since World War II to move our entire economy to 100% clean and renewable energy. And that will mean upgrading our transit infrastructure, retrofitting every single building in America, investing in renewable energy like wind and solar that will create many, many good jobs all across the country. But also, involve shifts in making our agricultural system and food systems more sustainable, and it goes on.
How realistic and how soon do you think this resolution will pass? And is part of the ultimate goal just shifting the political conversation in the U.S. around climate change?
Well, the resolution is really a roadmap for where we need to go, and it's not the actual legislation that would make the Green New Deal happen. A lot of the goal is about putting forward this vision and pressuring politicians all across the country to stand with it. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talks about it as a request for proposals, where it's starting the conversation. And from this resolution, we hope that there will be multiple longer pieces of legislation and bills that can actually do the work of transforming our economy.
For those Americans and people around the world who are dependent upon jobs in the fossil fuel industry, how does the Green New Deal and the policies that will flow from it, how does that ensure those Americans won't be left behind?
The people that need to be, and the communities that need to be, supported first are places like Appalachia, where people have, for generations, relied on coal mining, places where the oil and gas industry is a big part of the local economy, and also places like Flint, Michigan, or New Orleans, or California, where climate disaster and the impacts of our crumbling infrastructure have poisoned communities and taken lives. So it's really essential for us that the Green New Deal doesn't leave anyone behind. DW.